Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We thank the Lord for his faithfulness to each and every one of us. As we travel the miles through the wind, and some parts are a little cold. We made it, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
We knew we would be coming this way for spring break, and in praying we wanted to seek from the Lord some words for you.
Thank the Lord.
We're anticipating being able to present some of God's word to you.
Praise God.
And the Lord has been faithful to give us a couple of messages. Desire prayers this morning.
Yes.
Some of these scriptures that we have this morning are not new.
Thank you, Lord.
Word of God is always new when God applies it to you.
That's right.
May present it a little different sometimes, but he always has a point in what he's trying to get over to us.
That's right.
So we desire prayers this morning.
Yeah.
Lord said, wait on it. Like us to turn to Psalms, the 27th chapter, 14th verse.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Be of good courage.
Be of good courage.
And he shall strengthen thine heart.
And he shall strengthen thine heart.
Wait, I say.
Wait, I say.
On the Lord.
You ever had a child or been around a child that you try to get a hold of their hand, they want to run ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't think about where they are, the dangers that might be there. And you say, wait for me. And you take them by the hand. You know, we're like that sometime with the Lord. We in a hurry. Our world is in a hurry.
Yes, it is.
And God's got a different pace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get the pace of the world and not God's pace.
That's right.
Amen.
And God is saying, wait on me.
Yeah.
I got some things that I want you to understand before we take action. So wait on me.
Yeah.
Let's get Psalms, the 37th chapter. And the 34th verse.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
And keep his way.
And keep his way.
And he shall exalt thee.
And he shall exalt thee.
To inherit the land.
To inherit the land.
When the wicked are cut off.
When the wicked are cut off.
Thou shalt see it.
Thou shalt see it.
Mm.
Here it is again. Wait on the Lord. Have you thought about the occasion when the children of Israel were delivered from the Egyptians?
Yes.
As they sat there, stuck between the two rocks and the Red Sea before them, the Egyptians behind them. And the Lord placed the angel between the Egyptians and themselves. And Moses told him to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the number of words that Moses used when he instructed him that day. And then he sought God to see what he had to say. And the Lord said two words. Go forward.
Amen.
Now that stood out to me. Sometimes we have all the words we could possibly come up with to address a particular situation, but then when you start asking God about it, he gives you a little simple answer. The only instruction he gave the children of Israel were, go forward. Then he talked to Moses. And he told Moses, raise the rod. That's all he told Moses. Part the sea. But you know they had to wait.
That's right.
There were no Olympic swimmers that could swim all across that Red Sea.
No.
The average depth of the Red Sea is 1,600 feet. They had to wait.
Yes, Lord.
It's hard to wait. Lord, I'm in a situation right now, and I'm looking at everything that's going on around. I'm having trouble waiting. I got some ideas, Lord.
Yes.
Why don't you try these out? Because I can't wait. A child may want to go to the park. Daddy, will you take me to the park? Wait, son. They'll come back a few minutes later. When are we going to the park?
Yeah.
Wait, son. There's a particular time.
Yeah.
And that's what we do sometimes with God.
Yes.
Let me get in there and help you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't do that.
He said, wait. Miraculous victory when they got across that Red Sea.
Yes.
You would think it would be a reminder in their mind. You know what? We waited. And God parted the sea and we walked through on dry land.
Yeah.
Let's wait some more.
Lord.
God instructs Moses, come up to the mountain. I have some instructions for you. And he told the people, wait here. I'm going to see what God has to say. But they forgot.
Yes.
Moses, you're taking a long time up there getting the word of the Lord. And there's something in me that feels the need to worship.
Yeah.
So let's go ask Aaron to make something for us.
Yeah.
Do you recognize the place that they came from was an idol worshiping nation?
That's right.
And they picked up those bad habits from those people because they couldn't wait on God.
That's right.
You know Christians are like that today.
Yeah.
Moses went to get the instruction from God. God gave him some tablets.
Yes.
I want my people to live this way.
Yes.
Amen.
I want them to worship me this way.
Yes.
And he comes down out of the mountain.
Yes.
And broke the tablets.
Yes.
We have to wait on God.
Yes.
Even in our worship.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
There's plenty of people that have started worshiping God and got off track because they couldn't wait to see what he had to say.
That's right, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Wait upon the Lord.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Proverbs 20th chapter. One second verse.
Say not thou.
Say not thou.
I will recompense evil.
I will recompense evil.
But wait on the Lord.
But wait on the Lord.
And he shall save thee.
And he shall save thee. This is Bill Dennis. Dealing with situations where you as a Christian are supposed to respond in a certain way. Mm. And the enemy is working on you.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what some people are tempted to say? Well, if I wasn't saved,
Lord,
fill in the rest. Do you know why God wanted you to wait in that situation? So that you could see what you would do.
That's
supposed to be dead to God.
Yes.
We're supposed to give all of those situations to Him.
Glory be to God.
Someone has done me wrong. And it's been how long? Has the Lord forgotten to recompense for what was done to me? Peter, over there when he was supposed to be praying with sleep. Jesus told him, watch, Peter. And here come the soldiers. Jesus in him. And what did Peter do? He pulled that sword out before he could think about it.
That's right. Yeah.
Cut the man's ear off. Peter, that's not the way. If you would have been watching, you wouldn't have pulled that sword.
Oh.
This kingdom is not about swords. It's not about guns.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
It's about the love of God.
Yeah.
Reaching even the enemy.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes we have things that we need to accomplish. And we look at the situation and circumstances might be a little dire. But God still says, wait.
Yeah.
And we look at that situation, maybe it's a financial situation. There's X number of dollars needed. Mm-hmm. And the time is coming up.
Yes.
What am I going to do? And God says, wait. Do you recall the account of Nehemiah having that burden to build a wall? Rebuild the wall, God's church. And here they are, captives in an enemy land. And that burden was on him great. What did Nehemiah have? Not much.
Oh, Lord.
But he waited on the Lord.
Yes.
And what happened when he waited on the Lord? He went and expressed his burden to the ruler of that nation, one of the most powerful men at that time. Mm-hmm. I want to go build a wall and a church in our homeland. You know, that king gave him millions to do it with. Gave him people to help them. Nehemiah couldn't have thought of that himself. I'm going to go ask this ruler, will you give me millions of dollars so I can go rebuild my wall and the church in my own country? That probably didn't cross his mind. But see, when he waited on God, God said, I'm going to touch his heart. And I'm going to make sure Nehemiah has everything he needs. Not only that, I'm going to make sure that the man gives him the means to get it over to where he needs it.
Yeah.
See, I may get the means, but it may not be in the right place.
Right.
And God works on every single detail.
Praise God.
And when you think about a situation that the Lord may have allowed to occur, and you've been racking your mind, how am I going to figure this out?
Yes.
And then when God comes through, and you sit and think about it, you couldn't have planned it any better. The Lord sees the end from the beginning, and the beginning from the end. He sees everything. He has everything in play.
Yes. Right.
Not just your faith, but the people around you.
Yes.
Their faith needs to be touched.
Yes.
They need to see that God can come to their rescue.
Yeah.
No matter how dire difficult the situation might be.
Yeah.
Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den because he's praying.
Yeah.
Several things at play here. His enemies conspired against him.
Yeah.
And the king, not fully aware, buys into it.
Yeah.
And Daniel's thrown into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Daniel fall into the den and start praying, Lord, will you please save me from these lions? He had already prayed.
Yeah.
God already knew what he stood in need of.
Yeah.
And you know, Daniel slept the best that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That king didn't get no sleep.
Right.
He was worried about that because he knew Daniel was righteous. And he was probably thinking, that was a rash decision.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this mess. I put an innocent man in danger.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get no sleep. But I imagine Daniel curled it up down there with them lions and got a good night's rest. Why? Because he was waiting on the Lord. You remember the account of Lazarus? Jesus delayed in getting there.
Yeah.
And there was a whole lot of people that was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
All the well at Lazarus has died. And Jesus told him, this is to the glory of God.
Amen.
But Jesus, he been in the tomb 4 days. He don't smell too good. And Jesus comes over there. Lazarus, come on out. And Lazarus comes up out that tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know whose benefit that was for? That was so every believer that is coming after Jesus, in particular his apostles, could understand that not even death can stop the power of God. Yeah, he may have been in there 4 days, but I'm the one that controls life and death. No matter what you're dealing with, it can look real great. But God's got the last say. And he called Lazarus out of there. And then Tabitha, in the early morning church, dies. And she, Peter, raised her from the dead. You see the benefit from waiting on God. Jesus wanted them to understand that the power of God is preeminent in anything in this world.
Yes, it is.
Amen. That's right.
People may look like they're about to die, but if God is not finished,
that's right.
They ain't going to die. Wait on
him.
Jesus, after he died, rose again. He told the disciples that it was very important that they tarry. I don't want you to leave this city until you are endued with power from on high. What if they would have left? Look at the blessing that they would have missed. Not only did the sending of the Holy Spirit solidify them spiritually, But it gave them the power. What if Peter went fishing again? Tabitha would have still been dead. Because he wouldn't have had the power at the point of time.
Yeah.
I want to do this for the Lord. I want to do that for the Lord. Is he saying, wait? I have a special blessing that I want to give you. That's going to be necessary. Wait for it. God's got a time. And when he looses you, he's going to make sure you're equipped.
Amen.
To do everything he requires.
Yes.
Sometimes you wonder. I've been preaching about 7 years. And sometimes I wonder, what possible message can I preach this week? Well, he keeps them coming. Sometimes they're a little similar, but they apply to a different point.
Yeah.
And it keeps coming. And I marvel at that. It just keeps coming.
Yeah.
The inspiration that Christians and saints have, even in adversity and trouble,
yeah,
they can just keep living safe.
Yeah.
They just keep trusting. Why? Because God said, wait on the Lord. Let's get Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Verse 31.
But they that wait upon the Lord,
but they that wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength.
Shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings.
They shall mount up with wings
as eagles.
As eagles.
They shall run.
They shall run.
Not be weary.
Not be weary.
They shall walk.
They shall walk.
And not faint.
And not faint.
Praise the Lord.
And I was thinking about this scripture. All the times that I did not wait on God, I missed some strength. I missed some wings to be able to fly over that situation. I seem to be just plodding through it. And I got tired.
Yes, Lord.
Mentally tired.
Yeah.
You see what happens when you don't wait on God? We make a real mess of things and we don't wait on God.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
You know, there was times when I really liked to fish. And there was times I want to fish so bad, I wouldn't even bother look at the weather report. I wouldn't look at the fishing report. Not even the time of day. And you know the oftentimes I went out there? I remember one time, we were living in Iowa. I was in high school. And I wanted to fish so bad. I went, got my bait, went out to the lake. It's fall, winter, somewhere in that time. And I'm sitting out there and the wind is blowing 30 miles an hour. So I get my pole and say, well, I'm going to need a big weight. Put a big weight on there. And where I was on the fish, you fish into the wind. Because the wind is blowing the food into the shore. So where are the fish? They're positioned on the shore. Wait for the food to come. Isn't it amazing how animals know how to wait on God? And I get ready and I cast that pole. And that weight gets up in that wind. And it comes right back to the shore. Uh-huh. That was a rough day of fishing. And I think I caught two fish. But it taught me something. In our waiting, we become aware of what God does.
Amen.
Yes.
How nature works in unison with Him. And I always remembered that. So a few years later, now I'm living in California, and I go to the lake and go fishing. It's a windy day. And there's a couple men down a little ways from me fishing also. And they have big weights, and they cast way out. And I started chuckling. Because the wind was blowing into our face, which told me the fish were right there. So I pull out a little weighted jig hook. And I put my bait on there. And I just flipped it like this, right out the tubes. And those two guys started cracking up laughing. And I knew they was talking about me. And I just smiled. Not 2 minutes later, who's catching fish? See, everything works when we wait on the Lord.
Yes,
some people rush to get married. And then they spend their life trying to get out of it. But we just wait, and God brings the right one along.
That's right. Amen.
We rush to solve our problems in life.
Yeah.
And we end up making them worse.
Yeah.
We just tell the Lord about it. This and this and this. And He says, wait. Because He's got a solution.
Yes.
He's got a solution that's better than anything we could possibly come up with. Okay. If we stayed up all night long and write down every possible scenario, every possible solution, it still ain't going to come close to what God got in mind. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with us spiritually. We may have a spiritual desire, an urgent spiritual desire. And we've tried this, and we've tried that. But God has something precise in mind. I'm going to take care of that solution and a few others that you're not aware of. So that's why we have to wait.
Amen.
Now, what if we do wait? I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to see what He's going to do. Look at the benefits we get.
Amen.
It says, the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
How can older saints live for God year after year after year? Because God is renewing their strength.
Amen.
It said, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Have you ever observed an eagle? They effortlessly, it seems like, can stay in the air for long periods of time and not even flap their wings. That's what you and I look like to other people when we wait on God. Because they are scrambling here and there in their lives, worried about this, worried about that, trying to put this fire out, put this fire out. There's a game at the arcade you play. You hit it. What's it called?
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. You hit the thing, it goes down, another one pops up. And I watch children play that game. It's like, that's the way we do with God sometimes. When we don't wait on Him. You look at our world, that's exactly what it does. Oh, mass killing here. Oh, let's make a broadband change to the law. What does the Bible say about the sword? They that live by the sword shall die by the sword. That's pretty simple to me. You want to do something about the problem? It's people's hearts that need to be fixed.
Yes, it is. That's so. Absolutely.
It said they shall run and not be weary. Amen. Now, all of us have probably run at some point in our life. I remember the coach when I was in high school. He said, Aaron, I was not a runner, I was a jumper. He said, I need you to run this race so that these guys can get a medal. He wanted the younger runners to experience what it's like to win a race. I said, okay, no problem. He said, but it's going to be a 400. I hadn't done no 400 training all year. I said, all right, I'll do it. He said, but let me tell you, he said, run slow for the first couple hundred and then run like you normally run. Like, okay, it shouldn't be too bad. So I do exactly what I told him. I run slow the first lap, come through the straight, run slow, and then I turned it off at the 200. And I'm flying around. I'm feeling good. I'm snatching people. And I'm coming down the straightaway. And right at 10 meters left, it hit me. And it felt like I was running into 100-mile-an-hour winds. And my legs wouldn't work. They felt like rubber. And that was the longest 10 meters I ever run in my life. And people were getting closer and closer. And people screaming and hollering. I managed to finish. But that was the most painful 10 meters. It said they shall run and not be weary.
Yes, that's right.
That means when you've been running for a while, you're not going to get tired. Even in the hardest trials, you won't get tired. Because God's going to give you something. They shall walk and not fat. There's times in your life when you walk. You're not running. You're predicted steps forward. That's what you do.
Yes.
You ever seen somebody faint? Mm-hmm. I've seen a few people faint in my years of life, particularly at funerals.
Yeah.
We had some relatives when different ones would pass, and we could almost clock it. They would get to walking up there to view the person, and when they hit the last two steps, it was out on the floor. So what they started doing with these particular relatives is someone would be up behind them, mm-hmm. and they knew about the point when they was going to faint. If we aren't waiting on the Lord, we can faint in the last few steps.
That's right.
What would it be to run and to walk all this time and I get down to my last few steps and I pray, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Have mercy, Lord.
It's too close, right within reach, and we faint. God doesn't want anybody to faint.
No.
He wants us all to finish.
Amen.
It said the kingdom of God is preached and men press into it.
Amen.
That means there's no weariness or no fainting in the last few steps of the way. But we have to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
When we're young, it's really hard to wait. It's hard to wait for everything. You know, you cook dinner, and when you're young, you're in there sticking your fingers in there, getting some before it's time to eat it. It's just, it's the way man is.
Yeah.
And you know the devil knows that's the way man is?
Yeah.
So what is he going to try to get you to do? Make a decision on your own.
Yes.
Because that means you won't wait on the Lord. You miss out on all these blessings.
That's right.
Yeah.
God wants his people to wait. There's a lot of things you learn in the process of waiting.
That's right. That's right.
A mother carries a child for 9 months. I can recall on a couple of them. You get to the last week or so, the mother is ready for that child to come out. I wish this was over. I'm tired of carrying this child. Mothers can identify with that. And something happens. A chemical goes off in the body and the labor process starts.
That's right. That's right.
Do you know that you can kill a chicken by not allowing a chicken to crack its own egg? Mm-hmm. That process of cracking the egg and struggling to get out of it is vital to it living. Mm-hmm. You go there and start picking the egg away, that chicken's going to be weaker than the others. That pecking motion is how it finds its food. God has so many examples in nature. Can you rush the tide in? Can you rush the tide out? You can't. Can you rush spring and summer to come sooner than you like? Lord knows I wish spring would come or summer would come soon. It's all the time. So we have to wait on the Lord. I want to read Psalms 27 and 14 again in close. Wait on the Lord.
Be of good courage.
Be of good courage.
And he shall strengthen thy heart.
And he shall strengthen thy heart.
Wait, I say.
On the Lord.
On the Lord.
Pray for me.